As the fog rolls into the dirty, filth-filled back streets of merry old London, a scream rings out in the night, echoing against the harsh brick walls. Another horror of the night has nearly claimed a victim, feeding upon the weak and defenseless. But before the meal is to be had, a shot rings out, a report against those who would prey upon the downtrodden. The Rippers have arrived to take back the night, and the night will not go down without a fight. A game centered around the action-packed Savage World setting, Rippers. Join Rippers and show the beasts of the night that humanity will not disappear into the darkness without a fight.
Noble Knight Games has been serving the needs of thousands of gamers worldwide since 1997. With a huge selection of over 30,000 unique products, including discounts on most in-print games of up to 50% off or more. Noble Knight Games is the place for out-of-print RPGs, board games, war games, collectible card games, miniatures, and all things game-related. They ship worldwide and will purchase or trade your titles you no longer need, new, or used. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Just visit www.noblenight.com or visit our website for direct access to thousands of new, out-of-print, and in some cases, one-of-a-kind items.
Right, something players.
Yeah, well, now I'm on a bit of space. Y'all are stinky.
I'm really fine with it. They will live. I will die.
Y'all will live happily
ever. He hasn't hit me yet.
Siphoning strikes?
I'm just going with my shotgun.
Yes, the enemy will siphoning strike me. And they will crit.
Alright. So, this is the start of Rippers, as you guys might tell, because Ivan's voice is already on the recording.
And you clicked that link before you downloaded this, so...
Yeah. If it isn't, then it's somehow mislabeled.
That's true.
So, what you guys had done last time is... effectively defeated the cult in Rockford. And you guys had discovered that at the center of the town is the pillar, which activates only at midnight, that they're making human sacrifices to, in hopes to keep Pumpkin Jack away. And so far it had been successful. No one in this town had been killed by Pumpkin Jack.
Instead, by everyone else.
But you guys do have an active portal to wherever the hell Pumpkin Jack is from.
They were supposed to send someone to solve that.
Yeah. Yeah. But the pillar has been here for a while. The teleporting nature of it wasn't. So that means somehow Pumpkin Jack has managed to extend his grip into Europe. And if it's here up in Bumpkinville, Rockford, where the hell else could it be?
Obviously it's in London, because everything's in London.
Actually, yeah, almost everything in London.
I wasn't being...
There are some in New York City and Kansas, something. I think. Let's see, what else is there?
I don't know anywhere else. Is there anything in Africa?
You don't know if there are any pillars in Africa.
I'm talking about things, not... Pillars, I'm talking about things.
Yes.
Did you go down to Africa to hunt something? Oh, no, that was Canada. But what's-his-face said he went down to Africa to hunt stuff, right?
Mm-hmm. Savage.
Savage. Honestly, if we're using the phrase things, there's things everywhere.
Not in space.
No, there's things. The space sphere is up there.
So we're space. Planets and space. Stars and gas.
Someone on TV not heard a...
You know, and space octopus and space squid.
Soundboard.
Space squid. Tyler listens to it a lot.
Which listens to what?
Space. Space. I'm in space.
Play cool. Here come the space cops.
Oh, okay, okay. So?
It's the end of Portal. Or Portal 2.
So you guys want to head back to London? You want to try and figure out how to break this pillar? What?
None of us actually have a way to break it. We have to ask the professor.
Yeah, we don't know if there's going to be an arcane backlash.
Okay.
We have to ask the professor.
I hit it with a hammer.
I think of the spaceship your soul. And smack it with it. And then it does nothing. For like 4 rounds.
Not seeing the reference.
That's fine, you weren't there.
Alright.
You got 300 pounds because that's what was in the treasury, right?
Yep, they give you guys 300 pounds.
Which I highly suggest that we put that in resources, so we have a minus one on facilities.
I would like to put that in the large team.
I think we could use it to get drunk.
That's a lot of alcohol.
Drugs and prostitutes.
Hey, if anything, maybe we can buy a bar. There you go. Lunch.
That would be a terrible idea. Just because I know in the future, what we're going to see will drive us to alcoholism.
Well, at least you own it then.
I don't think my character has ever broke that trick.
Nope, you haven't.
I think I failed one.
That's true. I think I have one.
Something about trains.
The ghost train?
Yeah, I think I failed something on the train.
Oh, that's right. You lost the use of your arm, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because you do what under the screen people would do.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Because we're different in XP. And now we're even more
different. I have no problems being proven right.
You and I were both proved right there.
That's why I worried about what happened with that card. Oh, thank you.
Remove it from the deck.
Those are useful for you.
I always get this one.
I shuffle.
Well, out of all those cards, we always seem to get the same ones.
I know.
Just in case you really want to show Ryan up or something.
Alright. Okay. So I need to wait until we find some sort of treasury we're looting.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you'll find it all.
And if you're using the random loot table, you'll get the best one.
That doesn't mean you're going to get like 100 pounds off of someone. It means you find all the treasure in the area.
Yep.
Alright.
Or I could gain a skill for the remainder of the session.
Okay, let us go to India. I can introduce you to my father. I can show you the treasure room.
I use that. You find nothing. Why? Because there's a guard looking at you.
What's up?
He's there, ready for the taking. If you want to piss off Jesse's dad.
And all the guards are in the room. And all the guards are outside the room.
I'm sorry, but I don't backstab people. Especially
I think the other one's really useful.
If a character hits, is automatic miss.
Yeah. Yeah, save that for when I'm, 15 raises. Yeah. No, trust me. That's one of the cards that I think is fantastic. But you have to play it after they have swung, but before damage is rolled. That's the addendum.
As that, I don't find any of those cards useful.
Well, that's because you're stubborn. Okay.
It'd be more useful in melee than ranged.
Mm-hmm. Last stand.
Mm-hmm.
Alright. So, you guys book your way back to London. To do some research, I guess.
Look, a condor!
Do some research. On the train, you guys can kind of hear that some sort of political issue is starting up in London again. The anarchists are particularly active.
Down with anarchy! Up with law!
Though anarchists are organizing.
I heard of the original.
Isn't that kind of.
Founders of the idea of anarchy. Actually, he was thinking not down with all government, it was more of a government where everybody would do the good of what was natural, so there would be no need for a government.
No, I understand. It's communism. I'm not kidding. That's exactly what the paper. That's exactly what communism technically is. You work for the good of everyone else. Doesn't work in practice. Anywho.
I relax.
Go to it.
So you guys are back in London. nice, wonderful, smoky London with all the wonderful fishy smells.
I go check with his professor or arrange an appointment.
All right, you arrange an appointment with the professor. You guys head on. You arrange that. You heading off to your houses. You heading off to the lodge.
I am still injured by tea.
So you're hoping to find a surgeon.
By this point, yes.
Or you're just going to sit around and find some. Or you're just going to sit around.
I'd vote for the surgeon just because I don't think we have a couple weeks for you to heal.
Well, if Pumpkin Jack has more of these pillars, you don't know who else is at risk.
Yeah.
That's the issue.
Are we allowed to use the Helsing Estate Library?
So long as you get permission.
I suppose I'm going to go to the Helsing Estate and ask if I can possibly...
Yes, you have permission.
Okay.
Can I borrow some of your books? Here's my card. My library card. I'll return these because they cost more than I can afford.
And where did you put those dice, Ivan?
Right over. That's why I set them here, because I thought you were going to pick out your dice and I pick them.
You just kind of shoved them in front of me. I'm like, get that out of my face.
DGFO.
Do I have to get brain surgery? Because the one that knocked me out hit me in the head.
No, not necessarily, unless you actually suffered a permanent injury in your head.
No. I just got shot in the head. But I stood back up! That little tiger symbol. It doesn't look like a tiger anymore.
Uh-huh.
Saved me.
Investigation time.
By the way, there's a crap ton dice right here.
Eh, I got some already.
Alright.
My family.
Rawr.
And that's a 4.
Okay. So, a 4.
On investigating basically right, Pumpkin Jack.
You're investigating just straight up Pumpkin Jack? Alright. What the Rippers know of him is that he was a warlock in New England who was basically terrorizing the New England...
Didn't we already investigate him once?
Yes. Yes, we did.
Could I get a refresher course since I don't...
You're taking a refresher course because obviously you forgot.
I'm like...
warlock in New England who was terrorizing the local populace. They eventually chased him down and he was attempting to hide in a scarecrow. He was in a field, and he basically was like, aha, they'll never find me here. They found him and burned him inside said scarecrow outfit.
Awesome.
And now the Ripper, that was... And the urban legend was born in the U.S. that, of course, Pumpkin Jack comes to life every full moon and, you know, preys upon X, Y, and Z. The Rippers have the actual notes that it doesn't require full moon for him to come around. He's a fully... capable and sentient creature all in of itself, and yes, they have not found a way to kill him.
Awesome.
Okay.
Magic fire. I'm sure that'd scare him at least.
They've used fire before. And that's the first thing you usually try on something.
You know, these guys hunt these strange shit and find out what works. I'm pretty sure they used everything on him that they can't figure out what works.
Salt! Holy water! Fire! Birds!
Random plant on the side of the road. Oh, okay.
Take a wood!
Vampires are vulnerable to wood! Whack!
Ow!
Whack!
Beat him with a blank! So that's the refresher you were looking at.
That little bit at the end is that they haven't figured out how to kill it is new to
yeah.
me. So, alright. Is anyone going to do this since this took me what? An hour?
Four
hours?
Do it.
I'm arranging an appointment. And then I'm doing nothing.
I am good. I'm healing my wounds.
I guess whatever reason...
She can't research.
Whatever we do to increase our facilities, I guess, because everyone...
It's a persuasion check. Or a streetwise check, depending on which side of the coin you're looking to get money from.
To increase our facilities from minus...
Our resources, I thought, is what
it's resources. Basically, as I said, that's persuasion, just to increase it. That's all.
That's the next stage, is a minus one.
Yes, I know. You said facilities.
It is. It's facilities minus one, but it's under resources.
Yes.
Yeah, it's under resources.
He said raise our facilities. So, all right.
And depending on how you spell raise, it has two completely different connotations. I'm joining the cabal.
Alright, I guess if no one else has anything else they're going to do.
I'm tired.
Go take a nap. I'm not kidding. Go take a 20-minute nap. I want you awake.
I want to sleep.
Then go in there and use that bed.
I can't take naps.
Are you nap disabled?
Yes.
Do you have to get a special waiver for that?
I actually do have trouble falling asleep when it's not, you know.
He woke me up from a nap. That's why we're late.
Okay. Alright, then I'm going to research this pillar.
See if there's some more kind of monuments.
Oh, your fault, we're late. Not later.
That would be a 6.
6. Then plus the facility modifier for the Helsing Estate is 2, so a total of 8.
I got a raise!
You got a raise. So,
yay.
What you determine is that they don't have anything on this. They haven't heard of this. This is, in fact, something new, which is something your lodge has stumbled upon. However, since I'm not going to be a complete douche monkey and make you waste your raise, you do know that the pillar will radiate magic. And this isn't necessarily D&D where everything radiates magic, so it will probably stick out more in London than, say, for example, in a D&D setting where that pillar's magic, that pillar's magic, that dude is magical, that hedgehog that's staring at me is radiating magic.
That left shoe is magical, not the right shoe.
You've got a boot of springing, but not the boot of striding.
Boing. So it's only one side of boing.
I think there are actually rules for that. Don't you get like a plus 5 foot movement instead of 10?
Only 5 foot instead of 10.
Yep.
Okay. Do I only get 2 researches per day, or is it 3? Okay.
You have been in the library for 8 hours, Mr. Marshall. Mr. This isn't my thing.
Hey, I finally have investigate as a class skill. That's why I'm doing
only reasons. Only because you've been doing this for the past 3 months.
Yes.
Would the party be willing to chip in for 350 to get our facilities up so we don't break even on our resources?
Sure.
I'm willing to contribute all my 47 pounds on it.
We'll get 300 from that. So
I think this is after that. He wants to raise it one more time.
Because
to 200 per month?
Yeah. So we actually have 50 pounds to actually get every month instead of just breaking even.
Or you could always go find a benefactor.
That's what I wanted to do. I actually wanted to find another person to give us money.
I'd rather do that just because I only have 29 pounds. And I don't want to be broke.
I've got 100. I've got 205. I can spare about 30.
I got 121.
Damn, you can't break.
I'm 138.
We don't have enough money between the four of us to do it anyway.
Yeah.
Benefactor it is.
Yep.
Maybe that's something you can do. We can find this very effective.
Of what? I'm not a talker or an investigator. I'm very good at it. Not.
I thought that's
you have streetwise, Ivan.
I have a D4.
You know what? You can spend some time looking. It's not like there's a downside.
You can just look.
That's not true. If he does roll double ones, there is a downside.
You can just look to see if there's anything out there. Not necessarily talk to them.
Look for people who are interested in investing in something.
Mm-hmm.
I would recommend a church, but you have this thing against these church people. Like, they're all cultists.
Not all of them, but they're the source of all. Sometimes there's a random guy that's okay, but the guy right next to him is evil.
Man, who's prejudiced.
need a plug?
No, take it away.
Okay.
So you stagger out of the...
I was about to say, if you want, we can go back to the town and we can just have the wool as the trade and we just sell it as our money.
All right.
Totally.
All right, well, I'm going to go home, sleep,
And then when I get up, guess what?
Go back to the library. Alright, so he's heading back to the lodge. You set up the meeting. He's more than happy to meet you tomorrow, because tomorrow is Tuesday. No? Sorry. Tomorrow is Tuesday. Nope, Al's right.
Oh, glad
Tuesday the 17th. Because I've actually started keeping track of things. Because I found a really easy way to do it. You bold the current date. And then you save the calendar.
I will gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today.
I say he's the beginning of the Hamburglar. Jessica's laid up, so she can't do anything.
I go talk to my dude.
I was say, if you can find anything in the fencing,
the dude?
The trainer.
Oh, your trainer.
Who's going to be a little upset.
Hey! What?
He is English.
Englishman! Ah! Cockney?
Low English.
Cockney. Right.
Not exactly Cockney.
There is low English.
There's low English, or
and then you and then you got the Queen's English, which you drop your ass. I'm not kidding. The Queen's English, the upper class of England, speaks like Bostonians. You drop your ah.
It may have been something like that. I don't know.
No, it was not.
Mm-hmm. Let's go with Cockney.
Right then. His accent changes on a daily basis, depending on where he is.
It does. I think every session we were interrupted, his accent changes.
None of us can remember what his accent was the last time.
Internet listeners, tell me!
When I hear it, I think of the people from Snatch and Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels.
Right then.
That's why I say low English, because it's like criminals.
That would be Cockney.
But it's not Cockney.
Can we please just get on with this?
Right then!
I always thought you were just an old Englishman. Mm-hmm. That's just me.
Right then. How you doing, Liam?
I lost control of my left arm.
Bugger hell.
Yeah. I'm still fenced, though.
What happened?
I was mountain climbing and fell off.
Where the hell were you bloody mountain climbing?
Up in Scotland. Well, not quite to Scotland. North of here.
There aren't any bloody mountains.
It's a really tall hill. More of a pillar, really.
We are trying to make cliffs. It is an island.
I can't lie.
Well, we can go mountain climbing.
That's why I changed it to really tall hill.
Well, are you going to retire then?
No, I can still fence, like I said.
Well, not really.
I'll get used to it. The balance will take itself out.
I guess they can put they'll give you a handicap. Of course, the prizes are going
to
be smaller.
In actuality, fencing requires proper form. You wouldn't be able to examine proper form.
Yeah, that's the issue.
Because your arm will be.
They can put a handicap on you, but your earnings are going to be much less.
Well, I don't know what else to do.
I'll go ahead and put you in the handicap legs.
Maybe it'll get fixed.
Well, best of luck to you then. If you do, talk to me before the first, because that's going to be the first turn, the first Saturday in July, which is, or in June, which is the 5th.
As far as I know, I think you have to get custom for an arm.
Out of character question, how will this affect his rich edge?
We're going to have to figure out something to supplement it. Or he's going to have to get a Ripper Tech arm or something. Or a miracle doctor.
As is it, he would have to get custom Ripper Tech for an arm, I think. I don't think there's any Ripper Tech that
because that's
I wanted to look at the rivers, but I didn't have a chance to. So.
It's right in front of Jessica.
Yeah, well, it's underneath a bunch of stuff.
It's underneath three sheets of paper and three bennies.
Yeah, that's five
heavy.
Things, man.
No.
It's heavy.
It's five things.
The person is grumpy.
Dude, it's just one of those days.
I'm just tired.
Then go take a nap.
I've already said I had a bad day because I spent way too much time on Civ 5, and then they didn't screw me over until 1950. From 4000 BC to 1950, it was 500 turns. Rat bastard.
I suppose you're better off than me, where it was just two boss fights they cheated me out of because I didn't have the one appropriate spell I needed. How the fuck was I supposed to know he was made out of sand, so I needed ice to make him solid?
Well, can't you just melt them with electricity?
Yours was a bit obscure. Mine was just cheating.
Yeah, I know. You know, in my case, I have less of a...
And you have walkthroughs. There is no walkthrough for Civ 5 because it's different every time.
I haven't been using...
Stupid Gandhi.
I haven't been using a walkthrough for this because I want to beat it without a walkthrough for once.
I gave up on that aspiration.
I'm almost the last boss. Just doing the stupid side quests.
All right.
I don't think I ever used a walkthrough when I first beat Chrono Trigger. I did look up the endings, though.
Well, I never get very far in it.
There's so many endings, you have to look at a walkthrough to figure out how to get them all.
In which one?
Chrono Trigger.
Oh.
At this point, there are 13 or 14 different endings.
It's a wiggly time travel game.
No, I know what game it is. I got to a prehistoric land where you pick up the chick with
yellow hair.
Yeah.
Isla.
And that's about as far as I got. Then my game crashed. And I didn't have the heart to restart it. And by crashed, I mean the entire save data got corrupted.
Oh, believe me, I put 10, 12, 13 hours into Mother 3. Next time I load it up, you have no save data.
Come!
I haven't had the heart to pick up the game again just because it means going...
13 hours of the same crap.
Yep. I don't mind restarting a game after I've beaten it, because, you know, that's a conscious decision, but...
Mm-hmm. It's sort of like how I've never beaten Oblivion. I always get to the same part. Those stupid 12 portals, where you just gotta, like...
Maybe Skyrim will be more interesting fighting dragons.
Well, I'm determined to make myself beat Oblivion before I buy Skyrim. As I will not buy a second... I will not buy the next installment in a series unless I have beaten the previous one.
Did you at least beat Shivering Isles and stuff like that, or...
Morrowind?
The expansions for Oblivion.
Nope. Didn't beat them.
Okay.
I have a long way to go. I understand that.
You need to finish Knights of the Nine and Shivering Isles then, too.
Well, I love Oblivion. It's just...
A lot there.
When it's the final hurdle that you have to jump. And so what I'm probably going to do is I'm going to play a stealth character and just sneak past everyone, walk up, grab the orb, and then teleport out. Go in.
Or you could save some side quest when you start doing that. So you finish your Oblivion Gate.
I tried that.
Side quest.
I tried that. I started the Assassin's Guild, and then I completed the Assassin's Guild bit because I didn't want to go through the next portal that much. I was like, well, I'll do one more assassin mission. Just one more. Just... What do you mean I'm the head of the guild? Damn it!
You know, that should have been a pretty obvious at the point where they're like, you need to kill the whole guild.
Yeah, I was kind of like, Alright, I'll do that before I go close the next gate. It'll be slightly less annoying.
Then you find someone's head.
Mm-hmm. That was okay. Mother's head. Anywho, back onto some topic before we get off topic again. As it's now 7:30.
Alright, so do we do anything for the rest of the day?
It's now the 17th. You guys have the meeting with Dr. Donaldson. He's, of course, sitting... He's basically sitting there trying to fence, and he will realize his form is off. You're sitting there at the Foster House or the Lodge?
Foster House.
Okay. So there, of course, you know, caring to your every need.
Exactly.
How are you describing your injury?
Well, it's just a giant bruise. I remember I got my other two injuries. Or was it just that one?
It was just, I think it was just one that put you down.
It was just that one.
So you had three wounds onto your head.
You ran into a pole.
I fell down the stairs.
You ran into a pole riding a horse.
No, I was actually thinking, I got a little too close to a train, and it kicked up a rock.
Oh. Well, that's reasonable. That's believable. Give me a persuade check. You got a three.
Roll
the
fire.
Oh, terrible. Oh, that's horrible, darling. Yeah, just lay down. We'll take care of you. That looks awful.